Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Be a virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Bernstein, Marshall Harris, The Bernstein and Harris Show, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bulls lead it 67-54, and that is called against Chicago. Cartwright and Barkley getting involved. They're having words now. And the horn steps in. Jake O'Donnell keeping Cartwright away. Bill Cartwright and Charles Barkley started to go at each other. Rarely do you see Cartwright that angry. He has certainly had his share of physical mishaps. There are some who feel they are not accidental. Others say, well, he's kind of an awkward player.
And Horace Grant and Bill Cartwright in the building.
Look at Bill. I'm just, for a second, I glanced, I thought it was Obama. I was, Bill, baby, the president's in the building.
Good luck, Charles Barkley. I don't know if you want any of that smoke. Bill Cartwright, the former Bulls center, is now an author. Author of Bill Cartwright, Living Life at the Center. And he joins us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino, CircaLasVegas.com, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. Bill, great to see you. How are you?
Ben, Marshall, I'm very, very pleased to be here. I'm an author now, if you can believe it or not. A lot of fun doing this book, a lot of reflections. So it was very, very positive, but it did take about 3 years to finish off. So it was a great journey.
Why'd you want to do it? What was the inspiration? Why was it time to begin to tell your story?
Well, one thing, it was the pandemic, and it gave me something to do. And another thing, you know, we're getting older, and as you get older, as athletes get older, you want to evolve and do something a little bit different, stretch yourself a little bit. So it gave me a great opportunity to reflect on my family's journey, my journey, how a guy from Elk Grove, California, ended up University of San Francisco, and how in the world is a guy from Elk Grove, California, in New York City, playing for them, and then ended up in Chicago Bulls, and were able to win some championships. So it's the story of vision, of anything is possible, of being directed. And it just gave me an opportunity to spend a lot of time with my family. And it was great because you really think you know your family well, especially your parents, and you really don't. You don't know the details of it. So it was fun. It was fun getting into it. Got a lot of my teammates involved with it, too. So that was fun. High school, college, NBA. So just really great stuff.
Bill, where are you residing right now?
I'm doing some work for the University of San Francisco. the number one university on the planet. So right now our basketball team, get excited. Come on. They're 20-6 right now and in the 3A conference. So come on. Push for us to be ranked. Get us up there. I'm director. I was saying that I'm director of initiatives at University of San Francisco for the last 10 years, and that's where I started and ended up full circle back there. So it's been awesome.
I'm just curious, what do you miss most about the game, whether that was playing, coaching at the collegiate level, obviously at the NBA level, at a championship level? What do you miss most about basketball?
Well, you miss being young, feeling great, being able to move super fast. You know, when I went to the Knicks, it was a great learning experience. And you can imagine you're playing against all the guys that, you know, were posters on your wall. One of my first games was against Gerald Dawkins. Here comes Queen. Here comes Bob Lanier. Here comes Artis Gilmore. Are you kidding me? To be able to play against those guys? One of my first games, I blocked Dr. J's shot. I was very shocked. But just to be in that type of arena, my first coach was Red Holzman. My teammate was Earl Monroe. This was just great, great times, great players of the league. So it was just really special. And then, of course, later on to be able to get traded and win a championship was just super special.
In the process of writing the book, were there any turns that the process took? Did you ever learn something about yourself, perhaps, that you didn't expect?
Well, you know, I talk about my book as being extraordinarily positive. And I didn't have any turmoil in my life. I had great parents. I didn't have any brothers. I had six sisters.
Oh, wow.
I had great circumstance where I happened to run into when I was in high school, my coach, Dan Risley, was a junkie for life. And, you know, we always learn how to work really hard. So we're able to take that into the gym and play and shoot. When I was in college, I had a great coach with Bob Gaylord. And that really took me from there. So I had a great circumstance to be with great people and just found out that just working really hard, and I mean when I say really hard, is doing more than anybody else, you're really able to accomplish your goals.
I know.
So it was just a great lesson that way.
Sorry, Bill. I apologize. I know that the game has changed a lot since you have played, and you've seen a lot of different iterations. I'm wondering how much you keep up with the modern NBA game, and who do you like? What teams do you enjoy watching now? I mean, obviously, you're in the backyard of the Golden State Warriors, but can you just kind of tell us how you see the game now, maybe differently than when you played?
Well, basketball has always evolved. It's always changed, and there's probably nobody in my era that likes this type of basketball, but it is what it is. There's a huge appreciation for the players who are amazing, but it's a guard-dominated league. As you guys look around, do you see any big guys, coaches, in the NBA period? I don't think so. It's a guard-dominated game, shooting a lot of jump shots. You can go down 401, you can shoot a three, which it's not going to make any sense, but a lot of things don't, and you don't worry about it. They just have an appreciation for the guys who are playing, and I do. I'm a big sports guy. I still follow the Bulls, naturally the Kings. I'm from Sacramento, and the Warriors. So it's, as you know, it's a big soap opera. you just kind of watch it and enjoy it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
As a soap opera aspect, do you think that's good for the game? I mean, it seems like it's grown the game beyond the traditional just basketball, purist basketball junkie, if you will, because people are just as interested in what's going on off the court as well as the relationships between players, entertainers. It's grown beyond just basketball between the lines.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, it's everybody's looking for something extra special. You know, the players in the 90s didn't have the salaries that these guys have now. So right now, these guys are more, you know, if you can sign your second contract to a great contract, you can be pretty much done by the time you're in your early 30s. So it's a different beast right now of guys in business. Guys are probably smarter now than when we played. We were trying to beat the hell out of each other, and these guys are trying to take care of each other and just stay in the league as long as possible. It's just a completely different game. Like I said, I just try to enjoy it. I have a strong appreciation for the players who work. Those guys work year-round now to work on their game, and you know, I still watch it, still like it.
I was always curious, and I don't know if this is addressed in the book, about how you developed your unique shooting style, because so much is homogenized now, and there's so much coaching at such young ages, and you don't have players emerging from different environments, and you don't see a lot of unique shots really anymore. And my theory always was that knowing how long your arms were, at some point a coach said, hey, let's maximize all of this height and reach, and here's how you're going to release it. How did it come to be?
Well, I always shot the ball really high, and it kind of evolved over the years. I wouldn't recommend that to anybody. That's definitely uniquely mine. Mm-hmm. I was able to play and able to be effective with that. But I highly do not recommend it. I'm a traditional shooter. Find a good shooting coach and give yourself the correct form. And especially now, it's just the fact that everything's such reliant on jump shots. So unless you're shooting a hook, jump hook around the basket, try to be traditional. And no, it's not something you develop. It's something that I was looking for. It's just something that kind of happened.
Bill Cartwright joining us here on 670 The Score to talk about his autobiography that he's releasing, Living Life at the Center. And Bill, you know, you say you follow the Kings, the Warriors, and of course the Bulls. What do you see right now in Chicago? And we're just kind of treading water, hoping that the Bulls take a turn one direction or another. What do you think they need to do to get back to the level of play they had, obviously, when you were winning championships in Chicago?
Well, we were fortunate that, everything's changed for the Bulls. Their management's changed. Now, but by Michael Reinstrom, Jerry was there. We had Jerry Krause. We had a basic system of play that was consistent over the years. So there wasn't this big turnover. So I think it's going to be really hard for the Bulls. They're obviously building right now, aren't they? You lost your two best players. They're now in Sacramento.
Right.
So just to be able to reload and re-identify your style of play, our style was more defensive, believe it or not, regardless of the fact that we had, you know, the best scorer in the league, along with Scotty, Horace, John Paxson, best shooter in the league with Greg Hodges, our best shooter on the planet with Greg. We had a style of play, and also we played 10 guys. So, but then you can get back to that, identify those guys you want in your team, what kind of team you're going to have, what identity you're going to have. I think it's going to be tough to get back. I think right now you're sitting in the 10th spot. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, Philly stinks too. So,
they do.
You know, you could kind of hold on to that spot, and hopefully they'll get a play-in and keep everybody healthy, and maybe they can make some kind of run for the playoffs. But losing your two best players, wow, what a challenge that's going to be. So regroup and good luck with that.
Bill, we really appreciate you taking the time, and it's a cool thing to have this book out. What are you doing for fun now? What do you do in your spare time? I know back in the day, we'd always see you, you know, running along the lakefront every once in a while. Are you golfing? You fishing? What are you doing?
Well, let's go back to this. Look, I'm doing my book myself. I'm promoting it myself. It's on bill-cartwright.com.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that, bill-cartwright.com. You can run some promos. It's all right.
We got you.
And, I'm staying busy. I'm a hobby guy. I still fiddle around with my guitar. This year I've taken my first piano lessons. Trying to do what guys my age do, 67 this year, try to stay healthy. So try to get some exercise every day. I do talk to a lot of my teammates, and it's really amazing that from reading the book or researching the book, you know, I've had over 130 NBA teammates.
Wow.
So just to connect with some of those guys, along with my college teammates, and I'm still talking to my high school teammates as well. That's a lot of folks. So stay pretty super busy. My kids, three of them are still in Chicago. So, and I have eight grandkids.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, hey, look, we stay busy. Everything's hopping every single day. And just going to try to keep that rocking and rolling as long as I can and stay healthy and who knows what else is going to happen.
The book is called Living Life at the Center by Bill Cartwright. It is available at bill-cartwright.com if you want to check it out. Bill, this was a delight. Thanks for popping on with us.
Hey, guys, thank you very much. You're awesome.
All right, thanks, Bill.
That is Bill Cartwright, the former Chicago Bulls center, assistant coach, and head coach.